The next stop on our tour today is Ukoti Park, formerly known as Liberty Plaza Park. Created in 1968 by Pittsburgh-based United States Steel, Liberty Plaza Park received its original name because it is situated one block south of One Liberty Plaza. But before we dive any further into the recent history of this piece of land, did you know this site was actually the location of the first coffee house in colonial New York City? In fact, the coffee house was built in 1696 and was located over there, if you look towards the west side of Broadway between Liberty Street and Cedar Streets. In 1773, a huge crowd assembled outside this establishment to denounce the Tea Act. It is thought to be one of the first public demonstrations in opposition to the Tea Act in the American colonies. As we continue sharing additional information around Ukoti Park, we encourage you to take this moment to rest at one of the granite tables or seats. You will see there are lights built into the ground which illuminate the area and the granite sidewalks. During the winter season, the trees are filled with twinkling lights that make this 33,000 square foot privately owned public park even more magical. If you look around the park, you may notice two different sculptures. The first is very evident on the southeast corner of the park, named Joie de Vivre by Marc de Suvero. This 70-foot-tall sculpture, consisting of bright red beams, was installed in 2006 after being moved from its previous installation in the Storm Key Art Center, located in Mountainsville, New York, about an hour and 15 minutes outside the city. Joie de vivre is a French phrase often used in English to express a cheerful enjoyment of life or an exaltation of spirit. The second sculpture is Double Check by John Seward Johnson II. This bronze businessman sitting on a bench can be seen on the northwest corner of Broadway and Liberty as you continue this tour in just a few minutes. Like many of the stops around the financial district within our tour today, the park experienced many damages as a result of the September 11th attacks. Located just one block from the World Trade Center, it was used as a staging location for the recovery efforts. In the years following 2001, the park continued to be a place for people to visit and pay their respects. In fact, the World Trade Center cross was featured in a ceremony held in Ukoti Park before it was moved to the 9/11 Memorial. Depending on where you are along your walking tour with us today, you might remember seeing a replica of the World Trade Center cross at St. Peter's Roman Catholic Church stop. If you haven't made your way there yet, be on the lookout when you do. Ukoti Park was officially reopened in 2006 after $8 million in renovation designed by Cooper Robertson and Partners. Exactly 25 years ago next month, the park was renamed by its current owners, Brookfield Office Properties, after the company chairman and former City Planning Commission chairman, John E. Ukoti. Nationwide, the park is most widely known as a site of the Occupy Wall Street protest camp. This was a period of time in 2011 in which activists occupied the plaza and used it as a staging ground for their protests throughout the financial districts, which ultimately gave rise to the wider Occupy movement in the United States and other countries.